USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Top Democratic leaders are condemning the Texas Supreme Court's decision to deny a woman an emergency abortion despite a fatal fetal anomaly. The woman had initially been granted a restraining order to proceed with the abortion, but on Friday, the state's high court put a hold on that ruling, compelling her to continue the pregnancy. Democrats, including House Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Elizabeth Warren, criticized the move, accusing Republicans of risking the lives of mothers and highlighting the cruel consequences of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. The president of the University of Pennsylvania, Liz McGill, is resigning following a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses. The House investigation, which also includes Harvard and MIT, was prompted by university president's failure to explicitly condemn calls for the genocide of Jews. McGill announced her immediate resignation on Saturday, while Harvard president Claudine Gay has apologized for her response during the hearing, emphasizing that threats against Jewish students have no place at the school. Slowly but surely, the race to the White House is heating up. Laura Winters explains.
A new poll from the Wall Street Journal finds former President Trump beating President Biden 47% to 43% if the election were held today. Biden busy campaigning in California, the state where his son Hunter is facing 9 new tax charges, including 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. The feds say Hunter made $7 million, the majority of the money from Burisma, and didn't pay taxes on it.
The Northeast is bracing for a major storm on Sunday. Forecasters are predicting drenching rain and wind gusts over 40 miles an hour from Washington to Boston, with peak gusts up to 60 miles an hour along the coast of New York and New Jersey and in parts of New England. Outages are expected because of downed power lines and toppled trees. The strong winds are also expected to disrupt air travel in the Northeast. Damaging storms are also predicted farther south, from Virginia to the Florida Panhandle, which could produce powerful winds and isolated tornadoes. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Kevin McCarthy announced his endorsement for former President Trump in the 2024 presidential race and expressed his willingness to serve in Trump's cabinet. The California Republican made these statements during an interview on CBS Sunday morning. McCarthy's endorsement comes after he recently revealed his decision to step down from his congressional seat at the end of the year, following his removal from the position of House Speaker in October. The middle class combined have less wealth than the 1% of top earners in America, Lance Pry reports.
The wealthiest Americans are now even richer than ever. The Federal Reserve is reporting that the top 1% of earners in the United States own more wealth than the entire middle class of Americans combined. Statistics through the summer of this year indicate 26.5% of all household wealth, about $38.7 trillion, belongs to the 1% of American earners.
Nothing can spoil Christmas quite like having your presents stolen off your doorstep. But police in California have been successful catching porch pirates this season using bait packages. Many of those caught are repeat offenders. Sacramento police put tracking devices inside decoy Amazon packages filled with valuable items. Those caught can face a variety of consequences depending on how valuable the contents of the package are. If it's over $950, it's a felony. If it's less than that, the person will be given a ticket to appear in court. Police say if you're expecting a package, try to bring it inside as quickly as possible. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.